This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. There are still some people lingering about the HOA discussion on the Frankel & Frankel injury attorney text line 877-881-1053. If you have fiery thoughts about that, glad to hear it. Otherwise, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today?
Dude, the Stars won on Saturday, and that means that Wednesday is more Stars hockey. We're in full Rangers season right now.
Are you really glad tonight's not Game 7? Would you be like so much more like nervous or antsy?
Absolutely, man. I really am happy to be done with that series. The start of a new series is very fresh. Like, I really enjoy this. Because now we get to go, all right, who is this team? What are they? We've been kind of keeping an eye on them through the season. We know what they were from last year and get those comparisons down. And I like that also the Stars get a break. You know, like from Saturday till Wednesday, they get some time. And Edmonton had a little extra time. So I like that the Stars get this little bit of a break. But yes, Kevin, if we were coming in here today and it was Game 7, it would be an awesome day. Like, I'm no doubt about it. It would be an awesome day, but it absolutely would be heart racing, like whenever the Rangers and Astros in the ALCS a few years ago. That was intense.
Now, Alec, there's a lot of pressure on you from the 903. I need you guys to be funny today. It's been a rough day. So what do you got to say that's funny? Do you think Corey should name his dog Arf Vader?
All right.
Or Chewbarka?
Or Ozzy Posbourne?
I think that's more of a cat name, though.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, get a cat. Get a cat.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm intrigued by Alex. Like, no. That's cat name.
Raider of the Lost Park.
I actually like it, but I think of cats more than dogs. Oh. So, yeah. I don't know why. Maybe because my cat hates me and just smacks me all the time. So I'm
sure.
You know, that's kind of what comes to mind first. But yeah, that's a great cat name. I think you should invest there.
So. What do you got to say that's funny?
That was fun. That was pretty funny.
Winnie the Pooch.
Monday? Are you kidding me?
Garfield. Yeah, he hates Mondays too.
Just Garfield like is a cat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it. You want me to shift away from certain pop culture, Harry Potter?
877-881-1053. If you're tired of Kevin already.
What's your bit, dog?
Like Alec is. Alec gets so beat down by you, dude. I think you're just a delightful person.
Thank you.
Alec.
I think you are too, Kevin. I just think that you have some ill-timed jokes.
Ron Fleasley.
Okay. I don't want him to have fleas. I don't want a flea-filled dog. I feel like he had them. They've cleaned him up. He's 5 months old. I'm really excited. We'll talk more about him at 1 o'clock. Kevin is trying to push the name Megatron.
Bark Wahlberg.
Chewbarka. Yeah, I get it. I appreciate that whiskey proper. Thank
Bark
you.
Wahlberg. Jeez. I have a feeling there's going to be a job listing open by the end of the day today.
Mutt Damon. I'm trying to help.
I'm going home.
I'm just trying to help. All right. To get us out of this spiral, give me a hockey highlight. Go ahead and give me cut number 6.
22 seconds left on the power play. Marchman tosses it off the chest of Hellebuck. Played to the corner by Pionk. Circling that stake to Harley. Series over!
All right. So people said we're letting them down on the funny so far. Just two more for your consideration.
Oh, stop.
Fuzz Aldrin or Snarls Barkley.
Snarls Barkley is always a good one.
You like that one, Alec. Just admit you like it and I'll... Well, hold on. Oh, no, man, that was about to be a disastrous drop.
You were about to pick up on the funny.
No, was about to be a disastrous HR drop violation. For me. Mm-hmm. All right. So the Stars advance. And like I said, you just brought this up. I can't express, although I bet a lot of people around the Metroplex are feeling the exact same way right now, how much more ease you have tonight knowing that, like, because the Rangers are off today, clearly no Mavericks or Cowboys.
I hate it. I do hate it.
That we don't have a game tonight?
We have nothing.
Okay, but you wanted a game one tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm relieved that there's no game seven
I would love
tonight.
A Rangers game, you know? Like, just something that was local. Is there something local that I need to tune into tonight? Like, that's something that I do need to know.
I don't.
Otherwise, I guess I'm spending time with the family. You know, I guess
wrestling.
I have to do that.
That's true. You can watch wrestling.
Yeah, SmackDown on Monday nights.
Nope. No,
is it SmackDown?
Nope.
What is it? What's Monday?
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah,
Raw is war.
On Netflix.
Well, right. I think maybe the Wings play tonight.
Oh, the Wings. I'll watch some Paige. I'll watch some Arike.
If you want to get in
which
on
one,
that,
which one's your favorite? The Wings. That's my favorite, Kevin.
Okay, look. Obviously, I'm going to say the one who was there for our interview right now. But, you know, I'm looking forward to
the Wings.
I'm looking forward to the rest of it. But, yeah, absolutely jumping on the Wings. Now, I want to go to a couple things about Game 6 on Saturday night. That was I might have got lost in the shuffle, but that was a power play goal, which means the Stars have now scored a power play goal in 7 straight home playoff games.
Awesome.
And that is incredible. But what was really wild to that game is that was it. There's no penalties, nothing. And I know people are caught up in penalty shot, and I think you have some thoughts about that. But after the Jets really stepped it up with their power play in game five back in Winnipeg after they had just been the worst all series, they get no opportunities in game 6.
So, and that's, watching that game too, they let a lot of things go. There were some moments where I was like, oh, man, somebody's going to get seriously hurt, especially after the Morrissey injury.
Yes.
It looked like after the Morrissey injury that they wanted to look to even it out a little bit, and they were like, they started attacking a little bit at the Stars in a certain way, and I was like, whoa, hold on, let's not do that. But for the most part, Kevin, it was a good hockey game. Like, there didn't need to be a lot of penalties called.
For sure.
The netminders were playing out of their minds. Like, that was awesome to see. Both offenses were clicking and moving up and down the ice. So it had a really good flow to it. It was smart of the referees to say, we're just gonna let this thing ride because we don't want to be the ones to really screw it up. It was one of those things as we were all probably watching it, thinking to ourselves, the only way a penalty is going to be called is if it's like it was at the very end.
Yes.
That penalty was blatant and everybody saw it and everybody knew it and it needed to be called.
But it was still a smart penalty, right? Yes. Because you prevented that breakaway. Well, I mean, that was happening and I realize it cost them, but I don't think that was like a dumb hockey play by any stretch of the imagination.
No, Miro had one kind of similar light to it the other night, you know, where he chased him down. He didn't get called for the penalty because he got there just in time, but he kind of had the same moment where he was behind and everything was gone. This is the last line of defense, or let Otter do what Otter. Good God, man. How lucky are we?
The diving that we
had,
chest.
And they had the breakaway.
Save.
Wide open, and Otter was just like, I'm sticking it with my knee pad. I got my pad out here. Bam, done. That was fantastic. But I didn't want it to be a penalty shot.
Interesting.
A lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, that's a penalty shot. And I get it. I didn't want Sam Steele to have a penalty shot against Connor Hellebuck one-on-one in that moment. And even after the game, Sam Steele said he didn't want it either. He was like, the ice was crappy. I was exhausted, you know, so he was like, I needed a breath. So it actually helped them. It benefited them. And if you go back, go back and watch the Tyler Seguin interview in between the period, and the overtime. Tyler Seguin was all business. Every question she asked, it was like he hadn't even thought of what she's asking. because his mind's so focused on, I got to get back in there and know what we're about to do. And I loved how that was. And then I found out everybody doesn't like Leah Hextall, and that was confusing to me. I didn't understand this, that this is a thing. 877-881-1053 if that's a real thing for y'all. But that was that they were so focused on, DeBoer said, here are the three things we need to do. Guys, go out there, accomplish this, and we can go home. We're good for the rest of this series. And I love that. And is there anything as beautiful as watching Miro say, I'm going to take it up the ice, guys. Just watch how fast I am. And did you just say this?
No.
Oh, sorry. It is
just an interesting turn of phrase.
I'm going to take it up the ice is what he said. And he took it all the way to the net. Now, he didn't score, but it was, I think, two or three different times you saw him just skate the entire ice with the puck. And he is an absolutely beautiful skater whenever. He's giant, dude. He's giant.
Yes. No, absolutely. I want to go to cut number eight, because it was Mason Appleton who looked like he had the right side of the net, or from my perspective, the left side of the net, wide open. And Ottinger swings over there, kind of blocks it with his chest. At first, I thought it was like his stick, and then seems to punch it in the air. Ottinger, break it down. What happened on that crazy save?
Yeah, I saw Connor come in, and then I thought Lauer was going to shoot it, so I slid over, and then I like blew an edge and just threw a prayer over, and it hit me. So got pretty lucky, and you know, I think we were owed that after some of the bounces we got in this round. So I think it all evens out.
This might not be fair, but then I think about Hellebuck talking about how he has read more about goaltending or whatever than anybody ever, and then you hear Otter's like, yeah, threw up a prayer, got kind of lucky. And so like, I like that he wasn't like, yeah, I've studied goaltending for 29 years or whatever. I knew based on the angle of this and that that's what he was like. Yeah, I blew the edge, so I had to come back. And I was like, whoops, and I got lucky.
Dude, that was the save of the century for us. You know, like that, just that the complete dive of it and everything, and it does save the what should have been a goal. And listen, man, I know that team.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And Shifley was going through something, man.
For sure.
I know that he was going through something, and that was something that I was just, it was, hey, look, we're on the ice playing right now, and I know those emotions are living with you, but that's something I can't, you know, those guys couldn't think about it. They were asked DeBoer after the game, you know, hey, how do you prepare those guys for it? He was like, we had to prepare like it was any other game. Like, we knew, we understood, we felt for him, but we also understood what we were here to do, and we had to accomplish that. The other, Kevin Otter, after the game, they asked him about Harley's goal and Harley's growth.
Hopefully we'll get to that a little bit later.
All right, we'll get to that later.
In the show, let's stick with Shifley for just a minute. The 55 for 55 donations for, and if you didn't know, like, you might have watched a TV broadcast on mute, but Shifley's father passed away, that, or he found out that he had passed away
suddenly.
That, yeah,
not like it was one of those things that had been for a while. It was a sudden thing.
And so people were encouraging the $55 donations for number 55 in honor of Shifley's dad to the Winnipeg Jets Charitable Foundation. And this is something that, you know, we've talked about before. The Bills are really good about this, and they raised more than $30,000 just in the span of 24 hours. And, like, again, I know that doesn't fix anything or change anything or make your dad come back, but it is a nice, like, tribute to how much that player means to the people in Winnipeg and Dallas and the hockey world.
Yeah, after the game, when the goal was scored, they panned directly over to him sitting in the box and his head's just hanging.
And I feel like they usually do that with people who had the penalty, who gave up the goal. And
But that's not the look you're getting. You know, like, you're not getting that same emotion with those people typically, right? I felt bad for him.
Oh.
In most instances, if it's somebody over there, I'm like, ha ha, sucker, you lost, punk ass. And, you know, that's how I'm feeling. But for him in that moment, I felt bad. Like, I was like, dude, you scored the goal.
Yes.
You scored the goal. It was, as they said at the break, Disney movie all set up. Everything's going well. You're going to go back to game 7, and then you're the one that gives up the penalty and put your team, the only penalty of the game, put your team shorthanded. He's in there forever, Kevin. The players, Lowry and company, had to go get him out of the box. They had to go fetch him from it and say, come on, surround him and hug him and love him. And then whenever he's standing there shaking hands with Jamie Benn, like, it was,
that everybody was, took some extra time. Yeah.
Yeah, man. What amazing effort to be out on the ice too. I had told Carter multiple times, Carter and I were watching it. Carter was like, Dad, I don't know if I could get out there. And I was like, I don't know how either. You see athletes do this all the time. Yeah. And the belief that, and you know your dad, like, guys know exactly the people that have been supporting them and what they would want them to do. And that was the reason he was out there, and the team, they lift that team all day long. They said they lifted him up all day to get him in that position. And he goes out and scores. What a great moment, but not enough.
It is interesting too, because, like, if he wasn't there, obviously they were like, let's do this for Shifley. Yeah. But then he is there, and that's a whole different level, especially when he scores the goal. You're like, holy crap, is this happening?
It's destiny. You know, you start believing those things.
And then Steele, Harley, and Ottinger were like, hey, it was a neat moment still.
But this is our moment.
Yeah, I can't let you advance. And then the thing that I know that Alec was really upset about is they had to change the date of his Katy Perry concert tickets.
Dude.
She was supposed to have a show Wednesday at the American Airlines Center, but hockey takes precedent.
You know what
precedent.
Alec said about that? He said at first he was hot and then he was cold. Hmm. He was yes and then no.
Oh, that's one of her songs.
I mean, it was a teenage dream to see her, so that was kind of disappointing, you know. Oh. Had other plans.
Well, look, I don't know when they're going to reschedule this performance, but fingers crossed for you, Alec. Hmm. Now,
when she does get the schedule happen, though, she'll be coming at us like a dark horse.
I do like that song. Hey, I don't know if this will help. Maybe this would win your wife over.
I've won her over.
Not for you, for the dog. Would they consider naming the dog Woof Bader Ginsburg?
You know, Kevin, that does fit her approach. So maybe so.
Christina Aguilera? Nothing for either one of those?
Oh, man. This is going to be a day.
Madness.
Kevin predicted that I would have this dog by this week, and here we are.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk about Cowboys OTAs, Paige Becker's aunt. Would you prefer seeing a ton of Jaden Blue over Sanders and or Williams? Next, right here on The Fan.
So far on this drive, it's been the rushing attack, and here's Jaden Blue who threw him off the right edge. Inside the 20, turning.
NC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I've had multiple people say that they're done with the dog puns. So I will try to work on that. If you'll admit that Bone Pugs and Harmony would be a great name. Obviously, you have to have a specific type of dog, but that would be pretty good. All right. Let's talk about Dallas Cowboys OTAs and Jaden Blue. Would you like to start with the running back or the OTAs?
Let's start with the OTAs, and we'll get into the running back. I'm interested in what your thoughts are on these OTAs, Kevin.
I'm trying really hard.
Be interested?
Yeah. Okay. Does that make me a bad sports fan or probably a bad talk show host?
Look, man, I know Jerry probably doesn't love that.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, man, I want everybody to be interested in this team. Look, man, I keep saying, every one of us out here will be interested if they're winning.
Yes.
And if boring means winning, I'm all about that. So, Kevin, I'm in the same place you are with this, where I'm like, I'll keep track of what's going on. If there's a significant moment, I'll keep up with what's going on. I do want to know how the rookies are adapting and adopting, going through the processes of it all. But ultimately, it's Dak is your quarterback. We have seen that story many, many times, and hopefully it can change. I don't see it happening anytime soon, but hopefully it can change. But that's what OTAs are for me right now, is just get through it and be healthy, and then hopefully we get this new installment of Schottenheimer's team.
Yeah, be healthy is a big one for me. Now, for no money, because you should definitely get this, this is an article from the Dallas Morning News. I'm going to let you guess who said this quote. It was about talent acquisition. Here we go. Quote, "We're never done. I think I've said it forever, 365 days a year is player acquisition, and certainly if we see something that improves our football team, we'll make a move." Corey!
He shouldn't have even said it, honestly.
Can you name who said that?
Stephen Jones.
That is correct.
And again, if you hear it, and it's the first time you've heard it, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're all about it. But we hear it all the time, and it is a good mantra. You know, you should be that way. You definitely should be. I think it's an easy way of saying we're not really interested in certain things.
Yeah.
But we will never turn down a look and an opportunity. They should be looking. Absolutely all the time. But in this instance, I think they're settled on what they are right now.
Yeah. Look, this time I need to remember the follow-up when he says that is like, but what actually keeps that from happening? Because, like, I know they say that, but that's not what they do whatsoever.
No, well, you're probably right.
Okay.
The part of me wants to argue that they just don't have the same interests some other people have.
That actually probably is true.
But that they do, it does come across the desk, and they go, we don't have a high mark on that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I'm like, you should.
Now, you just brought up something about, you're looking at OTAs, and one of the things that you want to walk away from is feeling healthy. I know probably a lot of people are going to be jazzed up to see George Pickens, but we wanted to focus our conversation today on Phil Maffa, Jaden Blue, Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and if you want to throw Deuce Vaughn in there, and if you still think the Cowboys should go make another move, whether that's for Nick Chubb or whoever. Now, what brought this into your brain, the idea, Corey, of let's see some Jaden Blue?
It was the morning, the Sporting News, I believe.
Oh.
The Sporting News is suggesting.
Do they have a quote from Stephen Jones?
I didn't see the quote.
You could have just made it up.
Okay,
I could have made it up.
You know, we're constantly looking for 24-7.
Yeah.
The Sporting News suggests that the Cowboys will probably move on from Javonte Williams before things get rolling.
Do you know why that is?
It would save them $2 million.
And also, to go along with that, you don't save anything from moving on from Miles Sanders, because Miles Sanders, actually, his contract is way lower than I thought. I don't know why in my brain I was thinking both of them were at about $3 million. I think Miles Sanders is like 1.2 3 or 4 or something like that.
And Williams is a 1-year, $3 million contract.
And you only eat 1 million of those dollars.
Which is fine.
Which also, what a weird world we live in, right? Oh, you'd only have to eat $1 million. For like a regular person, that's insane. But in the sports world, not that big of a deal.
From the 817, I am really interested in Miles Sandels and April Phil Maffa as potential workhorse. I have no clue what April was in there for, but Phil Maffa as a workhorse, there was a lot unknown about him. He's a big running back. Like he has some big, strong legs on him. That is for sure. I'm getting a chance to watch him right after the draft. There were some things I was questioning some of the efficiency, and sometimes the power didn't look like, as for his size, I was like, that wasn't as powerful as a run as I expected.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a late rounder for a reason, obviously, but the room, I don't know exactly what Schottenheimer's going to do with these guys. I've seen him work a running back room before, and it's pretty good. Is this the room that's talented enough? And Javonte Williams, for me, Kevin, I actually like the running back if you want to get some power 2 and 3 yards at a time. He is not a breakaway guy. He, and since the ACL injury,
yeah,
and in the offense last year, and again, I asked this question, how much of it was him following and saying, that's what the hole was. That's what I was told to run to that hole. Our offensive line didn't block it. Go back and watch it a lot of times, though, Kevin, last year. I watched a lot of the Broncos, and he was getting stuffed a lot. But I was interested in seeing him. So I don't know that that's going to happen, but this is a suggestion from the Sporting News that, hey, maybe they could move on from him to save some money.
And this is where I struggle as a fan, I think, and maybe I would struggle as a potential GM. To me, I just wouldn't have made the Javonte or Miles moves, because like for Miles Sanders, he had his breakout year 3 years ago. Carolina paid him accordingly, and he did absolutely nothing with Carolina. And if you want to say that it was all the offensive line's fault, like, okay, rock on.
I didn't watch any Carolina. Yeah.
We can just agree to disagree on that. And for Javonte Williams, you're right. Same kind of thing. They picked him up because he was previously a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pick him up because they liked what he did in Denver post-injury. And so this is where I think I would get into trouble, because I'm not saying that these guys are all going to be able to play, but I would be way more intrigued with the idea of Blue, Maffa, and hell, even Deuce Vaughn, than I would either one of those running backs, just because I don't see it.
Which one do you think is going to get more training camp, preseason football reps? Because I think that Maffa and Blue need as many as you can possibly get them.
I think it's going to be Maffa, because they need to figure out if he's going to be on the team. I think, and again, just my opinion, going into training camp, he's already on the roster.
Oh,
now,
really?
See, but that's just kind of based on also Cowboys draft philosophy and the way they seem to have built their team over the years based on where certain people
went. Royce Freeman got brought in, and then they immediately hey, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
And it kind of seems like fifth round, and maybe a lot of NFL teams are like this, is the cutoff. If you're a fifth round pick, like, we're going to try to give you the benefit of the doubt after that. So I would love plenty of moves from Phil Maffa, because they might see from that, to your original point, that Javonte is expendable and you could save $2 million in the process. So maybe it's more likely that it would be, you know, the combination of Sanders, Maffa, Blue. That would be my guess.
I know this is kind of a running back centric conversation here, but Zach Martin was not the same Zach Martin last year.
Sure.
You can finally admit that, Kevin. I know your adoration for him.
He is an all-time Cowboys great, but yes. That's fair.
Last year was tough. And Tyler Smith almost seemed to struggle too, having Tyler Guyton out there. Yeah. Like, I got to babysit this, and it's not working quite well. However, with the addition of Booker in that middle, I'm not expecting him to be better than Zach Martin was.
Sure.
But I'm expecting him to be pretty damn good to start this thing off. Feel like the interior of this offensive line is going to give those running backs really good opportunities this year. And in training camp, I know there's going to be a lot of rotation and trying to keep guys healthy. But as we move forward here, those guys are going to get those opportunities because of the guys in front of them. And I'm hoping that interior right there sets up really well for what's following behind, especially with a guy like Blue, who can just
fly. Yeah. You know, it's funny that you said that because there was a quote, and I know we were kind of dunking on Stephen Jones with the Dallas Morning News quote, but in the Sporting News, he actually did have a quote that I thought was very different. He goes, "When you break the huddle, you want weapons." I get all of that. But this is what I thought was really interesting. He goes, "You see a lot of times a 4.4 besides a guy's name. And you turn on the tape and you're like, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the speed?" And then he goes, "With Blue, it's the opposite. He has a 4.4 by his name and you're like, it looks like a 4.3 when you turn on the tape." And so I know
you're in a 4.25 on his pro day.
Yeah. And so I know we were kind of making fun.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
One of that other quote just a little bit, but I actually do think that quote is really intriguing.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to address this because I think sometimes there's a little confusion about how this all works from the 469. Y'all got to let this Deuce Vaughn dream go. He's nowhere close to Sanders or Williams. And that I'm not disagreeing with, but I think here's the issue. You would never, ever, ever, at least the Cowboys wouldn't, use Deuce Vaughn as your primary running back. It's just not going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Unless last year and the year before, whenever he had his opportunities, he blew everybody away.
That's true.
In preseason games, he had some really special moments. Whenever it was regular season time against the big pros, he struggled.
And I know that's probably, they're thinking Jaden Blue will handle some of those roles, but that Deuce Vaughn would just be like a third or fourth running back, whereas the reason why I like that as opposed to Sanders or Javonte Williams is they're going to try to push those as your primary running backs, and I just don't see it. I don't see it whatsoever.
Sanders as the primary?
Or Williams as the...
I understand where you're coming from with this, Kevin. That is a... It feels like it's a Jones philosophy.
Yes.
It also felt like it was a McCarthy philosophy, too. Hey, I'd rather go with these veterans than I would with any younger player that might screw up my opportunity to continue to be this coach. So what if Schottenheimer, those coming into this really fresh, and he's like, you know what, man? I appreciate the Javonte Williams, but I have a real... None of these guys are starters.
Yeah.
None of them are starters in the league at this moment.
Yeah.
So let's have a real competition
and
see the best out of that. They say it all the time. They always say it. Schottenheimer, I've appreciated all these little bits we're getting from him on the outside of, like, you're seeing a different kind of coach and he's fun. We met him. We talked to him. We've had conversations with him. We know what he thinks. So I'm hoping that that is the reality, is that they're like, look, I appreciate that we signed these guys. This one's the best one.
And look, because that's, maybe I'm just jaded because that's what we got last year.
Yes.
Look, the Cowboys talked about a competition and they were like, oh, we've seen Zeke. He's got that burst.
That's why he's not playing in preseason games.
Yeah, you didn't. You had certain websites that focus in on this team. They lied to you about, oh man, I saw the burst. No, you didn't. I saw all the same things you did, and he looks slow as hell in training camp. I'm sorry, like, if that's your job. He just, like, he looked really slow. And the Cowboys tried to cover up for it. And instead, they said it's because he's ready. No, he wasn't. And that's why, if that's what happens, I can totally live with that. If you have a real competition in Javonte Williams, or if you think it's Miles Sanders or Moffa or whoever, like, they really tear it up, then good. You had a real competition. This person earned it. So while I might not think that, you have training camp, OTAs, everything else to say, this says otherwise. I can live with that.
There it is. That's message to Garcia right there, Kevin, right? Go make sure that this is a real competition, Shoddy.
Yes.
Make sure this is a real one.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. The winning streak is over. Next on The Fan.
Fly ball, left center, Churio back, and he will leap, and he caught it! Churio brought it back!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, brought to you, there we go, by Reliant Air Conditioning. I sounded like Bobby in that spot from earlier. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And that was Jackson Churio right there with a grab. He robbed Royce Lewis of what would have been a game-tying home run. The Twins went on to lose 5-2. It broke their winning streak of 13 straight. I know. You want 18.
Yeah, that's what we were shooting for.
13 straight was the Twins' longest winning streak since 1991.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
For losing.
Oh, man.
Suckers.
That took such a harsh 91, turn.
Was that the World Series year for
them?
That's
correct.
Kirby Puckett, baby. Al Newsome. Hold on. Yeah, Al Newsome.
Al Newsome?
Give me a second.
I don't think... I was going to say... I am not familiar with that player.
I'll have to go figure it out. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know where my brain is on this
one. All right.
One.
Well,
I know there was a dude named Al. There's got to be an Al on that team. Minnesota.
I just really want to see who it is. It's going to be like Ozzie Newsome, and you're like, no, that's the football guy. And okay. Well, while you figure that out, the Orioles fired Brandon Hyde.
Al Newman?
Probably because his name wasn't Al. They fired him because this has been a just horrendous start to the season for the Baltimore Orioles, a team that a lot of people thought was going to be in the mix for being one of the best teams in the American League, maybe best teams in baseball. They have the second worst record in the American League.
Really?
Ahead of only the Chicago White Sox. And in all of baseball, they have a better record than the White Sox, the Pirates, and the Rockies. And that's it. And that is why their manager got fired.
First off, it's Al Newman, by the way. My apologies. Mm. Secondly, is it a little too hasty to do that? Or is it one of those very similar to the Rockies, somebody had to go, that Paul Skeens said?
See, I think with the Rockies, they felt like they needed to make a change just so they could tell people, hey, we're trying. For
intrigue purposes.
Yes. For the Orioles, or for just
they get, believe they
get
have
people off your back purpose.
They believe they have a team.
And this feels like what Chris Young said when the Rangers fired their offensive coordinator. They're like, hey, look, we still think we've got what it takes here and we can still turn it around. I know it feels like the Orioles can't turn it around when I tell you that they have the fourth worst record in baseball.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, when I tell you there's 117 games left,
right,
then you're like, okay.
Anything can happen in that many amount of games. And I think the other part of that is when you believe the talent is there.
Yes.
You know, and that's the, as a GM, you put a team together, you're believing that that's that talent sure. I built is for mine. Sure. The manager's the problem. And you got to start asking around. Hey, what's the message here? If you start talking to the players, they'll tell you what they're feeling. Do they like the guy or not? They probably do like him, but you know, what's the emotion on this guy? Is his message actually giving us anything that's motivating us for the next level?
And I don't think that the playoff failures of the last 2 years
that's a big deal.
Had no factor in this either.
Huge deal right there.
Maybe they would have been ahead of schedule 2 years ago, but I think last year the expectations were high and they were warranted and still ended up going freaking nowhere. All right. So the Orioles manager is out, which begs the question, Corey, who will be the next manager fired?
Oh, next manager fired. White Sox still have their manager?
I think the White Sox, they're like, because they just hired a new one and they're like, what the hell?
Marlins, they just hired a new one, I believe, too.
It's going to make you a little sad.
Is it Ron Washington?
Ron Washington is actually second. Behind
Bochy?
What?
You said it was going to make me sad. That would make me the saddest.
That's the part that would make you sad.
Okay.
Behind, I believe, Brian Broaddus' protege, John Schneider. The Blue Jays, possible.
It was a different person.
Possible. Don't want to rule anything out. So John Schneider leads the way for the Blue Jays, but Ron Washington is second. And so we can talk about that, but I wanted to also transition into an article we didn't get to talk about last week.
I like it. I like this article.
It was Ron Washington running an athletic beat reporter through the infield drills. All right. So Sam Blum, or Bloom if you're fancy, and Ron Washington agreed that he would do this on one condition. He said, you must take it seriously.
Okay.
And Sam said, all right, that's fine, but I'm 31 and my baseball experience ended after Little League.
Okay.
And Ron Washington's like, all right, that's fine. But then made sure to tell him, I'll quote this as best as I can. By the way, I know we're joking about his last name. This is a really good article if you get the chance to go read it on The Athletic. Ron Washington said, you've got things in your mind you think about the way S is supposed to go. What you're doing right now, you're with an effing expert. I'm a mother effing expert. All right, so let's get to it. There's a towel set up on the grass, folded on the ends for a little extra padding where his knees were supposed to go. There were three baseballs sitting in front of him. Ron Washington.
I've seen this drill with Acuna and a couple of different guys.
So Ron Washington said, what do you think those baseballs are for? And Sam said, reaction time. I guess. And then Ron Washington just sat there and looked at him. And so Sam decided, I can't take this never-ending silence, and said, I imagine I'm supposed to field them in some capacity. Then Ron Washington had heard enough and said, what they do is line up your hands. Okay. So he like let it linger for a little bit. And so he was doing the infield drills. Every time he got one, Washington would be like, hey, there you go. And he was like, whoa, good job. And then after...
He's supportive when it's supposed to be.
Yes, exactly. But then after 14 minutes, things went wrong for Sam. He started flipping the ball back with his glove. And Ron Washington at that point put a brief stop to the drills and said, again, as best as I can, don't be flipping that mother effing to me out of the glove. All right? Put your hand in the mother effing glove and flip it to me.
Alec has just so much content for
all
Friday.
Right.
Already. And that's the right thing, because listen, man, everything we know about Wash whenever he was here is his instruction has purpose. And when it comes to fielding, he is one of the best, the best at getting you to be good at this craft.
And immediately after that, he goes, this is the way I work. I'm not demeaning you or down on you. That's just the way I teach. And then once it was all over, there was Angels players that were walking by that saw this happening. And they're like, how are your legs feeling? And the reporter, he said he woke up feeling like he'd run 5 marathons and was sore for more than an hour just trying to attempt to walk around. And Ron Washington's response, that means you did it right. And then there were multiple Angels players who said going back to spring training, they felt the aches for days. Mm-hmm. These are actual Major League Baseball players. Like, I felt those aches for days after that.
Because they weren't doing the right work.
I guess so.
You got, and what we saw too is you do have to be willing to do those things on a daily basis. Do those, yes. You know, even Freddie Freeman went back to him. I don't know if you remember seeing this last year. Freddie Freeman, when the Braves and the Dodgers met up in a game, he went to Wash and was like, "Hey, can we do some of our drills?" And they did them because he was like, I know how important these drills were to me. Yeah. And it's important to do it on a daily basis. And I agree with the 214. Wash is doing a decent job with a bad team.
This weekend certainly helped.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a bad roster. I mean, Mike Trout was the best player, and nobody can rely on Mike Trout. We know this.
Fair.
Even though we wanted, like, the numbers were so good to start his career. Griffey-like, right?
Yes.
Amazing Very start. Much. And then the end Pujols, just kind of, yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
Wow.
Look, I'm not here to tell you.
I love this story. This is an awesome story.
He should be fired. I'm just saying betting odds have him at second. Do you guys think you can make it through the Ron Washington infield drill?
Alec, one time, Michael Johnson, he opened up his performance center out there.
Is that multi-time gold medalist Michael Johnson?
Yep. At Craig Ranch. And we had an opportunity to go out there. And basically what they started to do was they started to kind of train us for our sports. So they were like, let's get into a stance. Three people behind me, they were like, yeah, I play softball. And it was like, all right, get in a stance for softball. And the next person was like, I'm a sprinter. And he was like, all right, get in a stance for that. Next person was like, I play football. And then he got to me and I said, horseshoes. And Michael Johnson literally fell over laughing. And I thought to myself, I just made gold medalist Michael Johnson laugh so hard that he fell over on the ground. And he was like, that's hilarious. All right, now what are we actually going to do? And so, Kevin, yes, I loved that experience. I would love the experience to train with Washington for a day. It would be so cool.
Yeah.
I got that chance to spend about 45 minutes with him, just talking to him one day, and I thought it was awesome. Out on the field, and I was like, man, I wish I had a glove right now so I could play some catch with him.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend, and why was it Denver and Toronto? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.